Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We've been learning about the Bikurim and about the seven things that need to happen when we bring Bikurim as listed by the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet. So far, we've discussed the first two things, Hava'as Makom, the Bikurim must be brought to Yerushalayim. And second, Kli, the Bikurim must be brought in a Kli. You're allowed to have a friend or a servant carry your Bikurim all the way to Yerushalayim. However, once you get to Har HaBayis, you must put the Kli on your own shoulder. And why? It's not only a great zechus to do the mitzvah ourselves and not to relegate it to anyone else, but it's also part of the message of Bikurim, to instill the message within us that Hashem is the one who made these first fruit possible, not us. And all the fruit possible, not us. And so to make sure that this message is internalized, we put the kli on our own shoulder. In fact, the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim Paragimo Mishnah Dalid says, and the Rambam quotes this lehalacha, that even a king, like Agrippa Samelech, puts the kli on his own shoulder. He does not give it to anybody else. And it is in this location, Har HaBayis, and in this position, with the kli of Bikurim on our shoulder, that we get to the third step of bringing Bikurim, Kriya, reading or declaring, Mikra Bikurim. With the kli of Bikurim on our shoulder, we read out some psukim that are listed in Parshas Ki Savo. It's in Sefer Devarim Perek Chavav, beginning with Pasuk Gimel. Some of these psukim will sound familiar because we say them every year, not just when we bring Bikurim, but also when we read the Haggadah on Seder night. We say in Pasuk Gimel, Higadti Hayom Lashem Elokecha, I declare today that I have come to Eretz Yisrael, to the land that Hashem promised our ancestors. And then you lower the basket and hold it with the Kohen, and you say, Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayma, etc. That is the third step of Bikurim, Kriya, or Mikra Bikurim. Part of bringing Bikurim is putting these Bikurim into their proper historical and philosophical context. We're here in Eretz Yisrael, here in the Beis HaMikdash, but we have not always been here. We were in Egypt, and Hashem took us out of Egypt miraculously after listening to our tefillos, and He brought us to this land, a land that is Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, and here I am in Eretz Yisrael, by the graciousness and kindness of God, bringing my Bikurim. It's a beautiful thing. Originally, anyone who knew how to read would read these psukim, and anyone who did not know how to read would have someone else read for them. But it was embarrassing for the people who didn't know how to read. It was so embarrassing, in fact, that some of those people stopped bringing their Bikurim. So Chazal instituted that no one read the psukim themselves. Everyone has the psukim read for them, and in that way, no one is, God forbid, embarrassed. And that's the third step of Bikurim, Kriya. And another step of bringing Bikurim occurs during the Kriya. And this step is called Tnufa, waving. The basket is waved, as we shall see. And we said that in the middle of the reading, the Bikurim are lowered. When the Bikurim are lowered, you hold the basket on the edge of the basket, and a Kohen on duty in the Beis HaMikdash places his hands under your hands, and the two of you wave the kli of Bikurim back and forth and up and down. That's tenufa. That's waving. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis says that there is only one tenufa, one waving, as I just mentioned. The Sifri says that there's a second tenufa after the kriya is over. That's performed as well. And this waving is a powerful message to hear and to exhibit when we bring our Bikurim, the first fruits of our hard and arduous labors. Because this waving reminds us that Hashem created and is in charge of every direction on the compass. And absolutely everything is under Him and under His protection, under His guidance, under His power, and of course under His knowledge. And precisely at this time, bringing Bikurim, we must remind ourselves of these fundamental truths. And then, when we are finished reading those psukim, and when we're finished waving the Bikurim, we place the basket on the floor of the Azara, on the floor of the courtyard of the Mizbeach, near the outer Mizbeach, near the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. In future FMMs, Emir Tzashem, we will discuss the layout of the Beis HaMikdash in greater detail, but for now we will suffice by saying that if you're standing at the bottom of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, looking up at the Mizbeach, you are facing north, and the Beis HaMikdash is to your left, to the west. So the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach is the corner of the Mizbeach on the ramp side, on the Beis HaMikdash side. If you're standing at the bottom of the ramp looking up, it is on the near left corner of the Mizbeach. The southwest corner, again, is to your left on the near corner. And once the basket is placed on the ground, you bow, fully prostrated on the ground of the Azara, and then you leave. And so now we have four of the seven steps of bringing Bikurim: Hava'as Makom, Kli, Kriya, and Tenufa. Next time, Emir Tzashem, we'll see the last of the seven steps. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.